For Coach and David, I'm curious, what have you seen on film out of the Oregon State secondary? They have an All-American and cornerback Jordan Poyer, but what else stands out to you about them?
Well, you know, like Jonathan said, up front, they've got some big guys up front. Castro, 98, ginormous. Big guy inside. They do a great job on the edge and pass rush. You know, they have good linebacker play. They can run well. Their safeties are good. They're in position a lot. You don't see them out of position a whole bunch. You don't see busted coverages. You know, these guys do a great job of flying to the football. As many interceptions as they had this year, a lot of eyes back on the quarterback. Poyer's obviously allowed them to do some things in some nickel packages. But they've done a great job. But the thing that stands out to me is how hard they play. You know, you're going to see some of the same coverages and same blitzes throughout a 13-game season, and it's not going to be anything new to you. But what usually flashes on tape is the tempo in which they play with, the passion in which they play with, and that's something that jumps off from a coach, because a scheme is a scheme, but how you do what you do is more important. And I think that's the biggest compliment to Coach Banker and those guys.
Jonathan and Malcolm, now that Major's the quarterback coach, are you afraid he's going to forget y'all and throw like 70 times on Saturday?
No, I think he still has love for his RBs. You know, he's done a great job of maintaining coaching quarterbacks and running backs. So, you know, whatever he calls, we're ready to execute, and we're fired up for the game.
Just as Jonathan said, he still has a little love for us, I hope. You know what I'm saying? But, like he said, we have a tremendous respect for Coach Applewhite, and we know that he knows what he's doing. So whatever play he calls, we just go out there and try to execute.
Major, can you talk about what y'all are going to do at Hopkins' spot at left guard, and the thinking behind that?
Yeah, we've got a number of guys playing. You know, we'll play Luke Pellman, play Cedric Flowers. You know, and then Coach Searles has a number of you know, adjustments that he can make up front to get guys in certain positions if we start to get down. But with Trey out, those guys have gotten predominant most amount of snaps. So those are guys that we'll roll with, we'll go with.
Major, does Oregon State's defense remind you of any teams you faced this year?
You know, it's funny you ask that. The first thing I saw it reminded me of TCU. Just from this, not from a schematic standpoint, but that I believe those guys love to play defense. And, you know, I think just that's a compliment when you're sitting in a silent room and there's no audio, there's no one to tell you what hometown this guy was from and how much he loves football and all that, and it's just still and quiet, but the video speaks to you. I think these guys play hard. I think they're a really good defense, and they're going to present challenge, but we play hard too.
Jonathan, I want to get your thoughts on what the feeling would be like playing in your first bowl game, and for that matter, Marquise, your thoughts on playing in your final game as a collegian, and what it means to both of you. Start with you, Jonathan.
You know, it's exciting, you know, being a freshman, getting to play in a bowl game and a great atmosphere. That's exciting for me, and you know, I'm willing to do anything for my team and hope we come out with a win as a freshman and get the season started for next year.
Piggybacking off of what Jay Gray said, you know, it's an exciting moment. This has been my third bowl game in 4 years. Really just excited to wear Texas across my chest for the last time, you know. It's been a wonderful journey here. I've learned a lot, and, you know, I'm just excited, you know, to play my last game as a Longhorn.
Any other questions for the dais? Thank you. Major.